Philadelphia's Pizza Gut is not your typical pizzeria. In fact, it really isn't a pizzeria at all. The enterprise got its start on Instagram when Daniel Gutter began posting photos of his culinary creations. And now it sells out 50 pies a night, four nights a week, as a cooperative coffee bar at 9th and Spring Garden Streets. For WHYY, Rachel Ishikawa has more.
It's Saturday afternoon at Win-Win, and Daniel Gutter is working alone in the kitchen. He's preparing 50 Detroit-style pizzas, a type of square-shaped pie. All 50 will inevitably sell out, just as they have every other night for the past year. He's pressing down on the dough, making sure it reaches the edges of the square pans. And when he's done, he gives each pan a little spin on the stainless steel countertop, almost a flick.
It's nostalgic to when I was making hand-tossed pizza, and you would, like, spin it in the air.
The dough now just needs to proof. Gutter actually started making pizza as an escape from his day job.
I built Excel spreadsheets like all day, every day by myself in an office. It was terrible. And I was really not depressed, but I was just like, the work was so monotonous. I was just so bored that I started making pizza.
And when the grant money ran out at his office job, pizza became his life. He got a job at Pizza Brain in Fishtown. He even had a short stint working with pizza celebrity Joe Badia, who's iconically known for making the best pizza in America. All the while, he was still making pizza on his own, sharing his creations with friends and family. He started documenting it all on Instagram, the ingredients he was using and the finished products. And then word got out. He started catching some major attention online. 13,000 followers later, Pizza Gut was born. Instagram's first pizza shop.
Probably the best pizza I've ever had.
The crispy edges.
So good.
Garlicky bread with the sauce on top, which is nice.
And to be honest, I don't even have an Instagram account. I actually borrowed my friends to actually book this. And I've done it for the past three times.
Daniel makes good pizza. But the reality is, Pizza Gut more or less exists because of Instagram. Unlike a brick-and-mortar restaurant, Pizza Gut didn't start with the financial backing of investors, a business loan, or a marketing team. But that's kind of the point. Pizza Gut isn't a pizzeria. It's a brand of pizza.
People need to do business differently for a number of reasons. The market is so much more saturated now. If you don't have like a niche or something to like stick out on, then it's going to be really hard. If you can sell yourself, that's so much more valuable than ever selling pizza.
Gutter's Instagram business model is actually part of a larger trend.
People are really into, I think, ocular porn.
That's Megan Denenberg, co-founder of Little Giant Creative, a marketing agency that connects clients to their target audiences.
They really like to see things and like they love to feel immersed in it. And I think that Instagram is great for that. There's a lot of organizations that are starting to do this, mostly because they can't afford brick and mortar. And I think they can kind of like entrench people into the feeling that this pizza is the best, or this t-shirt's incredible, or this lifestyle is incredible, so you have to sort of buy my product in order to have that lifestyle.
And while a pizza lifestyle may seem kind of far-fetched, Pizza Gut is promoting a certain homegrown coolness. There's nothing fancy on the Pizza Gut Instagram account, just some simple bird-eye shots of oozing pizza, local beers, and the occasional nature picture. With all that, there's a certain carefree quality about enjoying good food. It's a simple message, but it's effective. Philly Magazine just voted Pizza Gut best pizza destination. And the business is thriving. So Pizza Gut can bypass the hassle and expense of opening up its own brick-and-mortar restaurant. Really, all it needs is a working oven and customers willing to wait in line.
I have the ability to pizza wherever I'm at.
For WHYY News, Rachel Ishikawa.